T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've seen him be a very versatile contributor on Green Bay tape, and that's exciting, but I'm not going to assume that. He's played both safety positions. He's played some sub-package linebacker. I would assume that he's going to be available to us in those ways, but I'll let the process take care of that.
I might want that one back, Coach T, on Morgan Burnett in that excellent Green Bay tape. And available was the operative word, because he barely was that for the Steelers, and it's one and done for Morgan B. Did you have a favorite moment, memory from the Morgan Burnett administration, Chris? Anything?
Yeah, actually, I do have a favorite moment, and it's the reports today, now that he wants out, or, you know, he's gone, that they're going to try to trade him. To which I said, what is that for? What are you going to get from Morgan Burnett based on what he did here? A conditional 7th-round pick in 2080? He did nothing. Can we have a gag order placed on Mike
Tomlin?
Can't
stay healthy.
Can we have a gag order on Mike Tomlin whenever the Steelers acquire a new defensive player? He's not allowed to say anything praising of them. Jarvis Jones, all he did was echo Kevin Colbert's sweet nothings. I feel like Bud Dupree, he probably said something wonderful. Artie Burns, he probably fawned over him, praising him. How about just no positive comments from the head coach until they're at least 5 years into their career? My goodness.
3-year, $14 million contract for Morgan Burnett.
Oof. Oof. Wouldn't call it great.
Gave him $4 million up front. Played in 11 games, recorded 30 tackles. $14
million. Man, that is...
And was so put off by playing for the Steelers that he said, I want out. And now it looks like the Steelers are kind of messing with him a little bit, not giving him an early release. They didn't cut him at the start of free agency, which I think is will probably hurt Burnett's chance of catching on somewhere else. You know, when teams were going into the market for safeties at the beginning of free agency.
He goes out there and teams' dollars are suddenly getting a lot tighter. Although, let's be honest here, if you're a team and you're watching Morgan Burnett's body of work, do you really feel like you need a lot of money to get him to sign with you after last year? He's a consequence of? His complaint was, among other things, when he was healthy, they made him play too much at linebacker. Just once again, another example of them trying to find a way to replace Ryan Shazier and have it blow up in their
faces. I have the Steelers last five years, their free agent signings. Give me a grade for each year. You ready?
Yeah.
2014 was the biggest free agent class I could come up with. B.W. Webb, Lance Moore, Arthur Motes, Mike Mitchell, Bryce McCain, Darius Heyward-Bey, Bruce Gradkowski, LeGarrette Blount.
D+. Mostly negatives. Heyward-Bey has been fine on special teams. Has occasionally been good for a play here or there, but not many of them. Lance Moore was all right for a little bit.
Lance Moore, I felt like, never got used properly.
He was unhappy here, though.
And
Bruce,
caught like a 9-yard pass and spiked the ball and showed up the coaching staff.
Yeah, joined the club.
Moats did his job fine. I hated Mike Mitchell. I thought he sucked.
Mike Mitchell had one season where he was passable, I felt like.
Bruce was a competent backup that blossomed into a really good talk show host. And LeGarrette Blount quit the team. So I'm going to give that a D.
I gave it the D+, I think mostly because of Bruce.
Okay.
What else you got for me?
2015, D'Angelo Williams, Michael Vick, and Jordan Todman.
I actually give that a B+, because Williams was excellent in relief of Bell, and Vick won them a game, albeit mostly on the strength of Le'Veon Bell, but Vick won them a crucial game. I actually give that a surprisingly healthy B+. Dude, Williams had a great run for them when he needed to step in and be the starter.
I give it a B, because you didn't get any guy in that free agent class that developed into a regular starter for you. You had all fill-ins.
Yeah, but if your primary goal was to find quarterback insurance and running back insurance, okay, especially the running back insurance,
but you're not getting
was gangbusters.
You're not getting an A for me when your foray into free agency is looking for insurance. Those are minor moves. They did a pretty good job at making minor moves correctly that year.
B plus. Feel steadfast.
2016,
here.
Ricardo Matthews, Ladarius Green, Kobe Hamilton. That is an F. You do your best to find some positivity, Chris. You try to put some lipstick on that pig.
Who was the first name there?
Ricardo Matthews. What position did he play?
I'm going to go with linebacker.
Wrong.
I couldn't even tell you then. He played defensive end?
Yes. You're going to go with me on that one? That's an F.
Yeah.
Ladarius Green was a huge free agent signing, and he never played.
You know what was weird about Ladarius Green? He had all the concussion issues, so that sort of sucks. Even when he was quote-unquote healthy in that sense, he never looked like it. It looked like they signed a player who was injured from the start.
2017, Cody Sensabaugh, Justin Hunter, Joe Hayden, Tyson Alualu.
I want to give it an A because Hayden has been a really good pickup, but they haven't won anything of significance having shored up that position. So I
give that
a
B+.
I'd have to give it a B+. I can't give it an A just because how many playoff games have they won with him?
Last one. Morgan Burnett. This is last year. Mm. Morgan Burnett, John Bostic, Nat Burhe.
F.
I'm going to give that a D.
Wait, why are you giving... Give me one substantive reason why that deserves a D and not an F.
Because Bostic played.
Because
and in
Bostic
2016,
played.
I gave them an F because none of those guys contributed. Bostic played.
I believe we have taken the bar, we have lowered it to an all-time degree, and have still managed to barely skip over it with that D grade for that one.
Coming up next, if the Steelers have struggled in free agency... Give us a name. We'll come up with a couple. Give us someone they should have signed this offseason. 412-928-9370. Give me a move the Steelers could have made that would have...
Knocked your socks
off. Yeah, would have made you look at this offseason and say, boy, they hit a home run.
Give us a Farrier move. Give us a move that would have had the Farrier impact.
412-928-9370. It's the PM team on the fan. Total Sports Enterprises wants to help the Dollar Energy Fund and also beef up your man cave. So they've got a signed Evgeny Malkin jersey. No word on what kind of jersey it is. Is it a Stadium Series jersey? Is it a black and gold jersey? Is it the white away jersey? Is it one of the throwbacks like the powder blue Penguins jerseys? We don't know. But you can find out by heading over to 937thefan.com/bid for more details on how to make an exclusive item like this one yours. All right, Chris, I prepped you here. I said before the break, give me a player the Steelers could have signed in free agency that would have changed your opinion on this Steelers offseason, a move that would have given you a reason to think that they're onto something, that they're building a Super Bowl contender again.
I've got two, and they're both big ticket items. And there are probably questions from a lot of our listeners as soon as I say these names. Oh, Mueller doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just going by
Time
names.
Out. Why are you already trying to shoot down
my own point?
Yes.
I don't know. Just trying to be a little self-effacing. Just a little self-deprecating here.
Chris, the more self-deprecating I can get out of you in this show, the better.
I mean, these are two...
You're at your best when you're self-deprecating.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so...
See, there it was. I just tried to do it. Houston would have pumped me up as a fan. Like, I think there's a general mindset in this town. If you pay big ticket for a guy like Houston, who, after his 22-sack season, has had trouble staying healthy and hasn't cracked double digits since... Oh, well, you've overpaid. Is he better than Bud Dupree?
Yes.
Would be the litmus test I would run myself through. And I would say yes. You know who's the other name? And I might actually feel even better because I think this guy has a lot of good years left. Earl Thomas. Now, that's a break-the-bank deal, probably. You've got to pay a lot to get him and commit a lot. What did he sign? 5 years, 50?
Yep.
What do you like more? 5 and 50 or 5 and 25 that you gave Mike Mitchell?
Now, when I brought Earl Thomas up before, you chastised me and said, why would you want this type of personality in your locker room?
I was more saying from their perspective, given the problems they've had. But I probably didn't make that very clear. I would love to have
4 years, $55 million.
I would pay for that. So if I said that to you earlier, it was an error, because that guy, I think, can still play at a high level. He wasn't practicing for the Seahawks and was still their best defensive player until he got hurt. So if you make, you say, I might have said to you, he might not be the best guy in the room, moody. I think John Clayton said somebody said he could be a little bit like that. But if he got paid, don't you think he would be a pretty happy camper coming to a team?
Yeah.
He gets his 4 years, $55 million from you. He says, unhappy? He was the best, I love you guys.
He was the best defensive player on the market for me, and that includes C.J. Mosley and Landon Collins and Sheldon Richardson and K.J. Wright, Anthony Barr, the whole list of big name, Justin Houston, big name guys. I'll give you one that is much more realistic because of what the player got, who would have given me a reason to think that they could at least get their act together defensively.
Okay.
And that's Weddle.
I disagree vehemently. Who is
right on the fringe of being ready for football's glue factory, but he's a total pro, and he's a football savant. He's a safety that was their play caller. He had the green dot in Baltimore. They were the number one defense in the NFL last year. He called the plays.
I just don't think he can play anymore
at all.
Chris,
at the very least, I want a guy who can get the Steelers' defense organized.
So
get them
better,
in the right looks.
Hire a better defensive coordinator.
Yeah, guess what?
Then.
They didn't do that this offseason. So I'm living in like the real world. I'm inheriting Keith Butler as my defensive coordinator. I want him and not Vince Williams as the guy that is getting me in the right checks and looks and has everybody on the same page before the play.
How much is it worth to you to have everybody on a mediocre defense on the same page? I mean, my God, we got it to the point where Keith Butler was saying, if everyone's doing something wrong, but they're doing the same thing wrong, then we're in good shape. I don't know. I don't know how much value there is to me in having Eric Weddle, who can't run, can't do much of anything other than get everyone aligned correctly.
His analytics, his advanced stats were actually not bad at all last year.
What did the eye test tell you?
That he's lost a step?
More than a step. That's the thing. Is he a Hall of Famer to you?
No.
People who are putting him in the Hall of Fame before his career's even over seem to think
he's
lost a
step. Chris,
I'm
going to run it through the same filter you just did with Bud Dupree. Would you rather have Sean Davis or Eric Weddle on the field?
I would rather have Eric Weddle, but would I rather have Earl Thomas or Eric Weddle?
That's easy. And
just because Earl Thomas isn't realistic maybe financially in people's minds doesn't mean he still can't make a splash.
I asked you the question, what was a move that would get you to believe the Steelers were going to turn their fortunes around in the offseason? And you answered Earl Thomas, which tells me that you feel like this team needed a big, major shot in the arm to correct their problems on defense, which is not...
I don't think I'm going
you're not,
way out of character.
You're not
here.
Speaking out of school. Their defense was middle of the pack last year.
So I think too, I look at when James Ferrier came on board, which was his age 27 season. I know that position that he played, and he's the best free agent signing I can think of that they've made.
Honey Badger is only 26.
No, I know. I'm saying like I guess safeties with the way Earl Thomas was looked at, although he got a really nice healthy deal, obviously. Maybe there's some consternation that Earl Thomas's career is 2 years from being really
done. Would you rather have Eric Berry or Steven Nelson?
Having talked to Bob Fesco the week you were out, I would rather have Eric Berry.
Me too.
Here's why. I asked him to elaborate on this. He said, I think the guy can still play at least two more really good high-level seasons in the NFL. The question is whether he wants to or not. I would rather take the risk on Eric Berry's kind of emotional want to with all he's been through physically. Because he said he's a good guy, you know, not the kind of guy you have to worry about in your room at all. It's just he's been through a lot. I'd rather take the risk on that than can Steven Nelson actually play football, which the jury is extremely
Man,
out on
threw
that.
Cold water on that.
I've not heard a single positive. I've not heard a single positive thing really said
and
about him.
And he's an $8 million a year player now.
And you know what? I guess got me. they were pursuing Bradley Roby harder than him, but Bradley Roby wanted a prove-it deal. And sadly enough, Steven Nelson sounds like he's better than Bradley Roby from most of the analytics.
It also bothers me that if there was a player out there who wanted a prove-it deal, why not come to Pittsburgh and prove it?
Well, you'd want to have a chance to prove your point well and not poorly. If you're Brad, I mean, I guess you
believe
in yourself, but...
Like, if New England wanted him on a prove-it deal, doesn't he take it because he goes there, he gets excellent coaching, and he has a chance to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, if I were picking, they would be one of the teams I would think about a prove-it deal for. Although, I guess you'd be worried, maybe do I run afoul of Belichick somehow and not realize it. I think the team that I would go to would be your Baltimore's because they have a reputation. You know, I would kind of want to go to the Rams, wouldn't you, on a prove-it deal if they wanted me? You've got Aaron Donald there, so there's going to be
Wade
a built-in
Phillips.
Pass. Yeah, wait. Oh, my God. You want a free agent? You want an acquisition? Pry Wade Phillips away by hook or crook. Try to get him to fake retire and come over and coordinate this defense.
How about instead of re-signing Daniel McCullers, you spend a little less money in re-signing Tyson Alulu, you brought Ndamukong Suh here and made Hargrave your floating defensive tackle. And you had Tuitt, Hayward, and Suh.
I would feel better about
that
group.
All right, try to block us, man.
Here's three really large, talented players. What gets me about the Steelers.
Now that I talk it out, that would be my move.
I know.
He's made his money. Bring him here and say, hey, you get to play for a model, in quotes, franchise, and a coach everybody says they love to play for, although Bell and Brown haven't said that. But, hey, they don't know what they're talking about. Come here and team up.
Those guys are big jerks.
Come here and team up with Hayward and Tuitt.
I would do in that scenario?
And how you block those guys.
I would kind of try to free Hayward up to almost stand up and rush more because he's a big dude, but not as big as the other two. That to me opens up Hayward more than anybody to maybe become your true second premier pass rusher along with Watt. That's your big duo. As you talk that out, I just think as a guy that's watched the Steelers my whole life, the thought of them bringing a name like Ndamukong Suh in and saying, you know what, we're not just going to re-sign one of our own is so foreign to me. It's so odd to even consider. I think that's part of the problem. I can't even conceptualize what you're discussing.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy Route 19 in McMurray. Check out their Camaros and Corvettes in stock now. 40 degrees, a low of 27 with some rain and snow sprinkled in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.